Really, Lucky? Are you for real right now? Nah, fuck that shit. I'm from Elmira, bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Whoa, whoa.
Okay.
Oh, girl.
Marie.
I know that you don't want love. You wanna give that pussy up.
Uh-huh.
I know these dudes out here lame.
Yeah.
But you, girl, keep on playing games.
Uh-huh.
Elmira, girl.
Remix.
Elmira, girl.
Remix.
Elmira, girl.
This is the remix.
Elmira girl, Elmira girl, Elmira girl.
Yo, if money's the motivation, girl, look at me cause it's hard to tell. You tell me never let you go cause you know me well. You rolling this with your life, you plan suicide. Know me and you in the world, girl, it's family guys. Drugs, beers and shit, you want penetration. I'm thinking caps and gowns, I'm thinking education. Where it's been on the line, girl, you got me waiting. I wanna fuck that pussy, girl, I'm impatient, yeah. I'm already in the mix, I'm in the back glowing live with your well with some chicks. You need a good man, but you don't want that. You got your hands in the air like Lucky. Where the money at? How you live, I don't know. You can't gas the kid like grass, room to grow. Girl, you my last bitch, but no diva though. But I think you beautiful, and I'm a gentleman. Sign you ain't used to. I shine bright like the sun, girl, where your dollars at? I got a black cherry now. Girl, you can holler back. Sucking on dick and shit, come, you swallow that. I buy girls flowers, never beat, but I'ma swallow that. Get your mom made, Facebook throwing shade. I thought you was my boo, yeah, I called you babe. I'm getting money, I don't want nothing. All I want is for Elmira, girl, stop fronting. One out of five got STDs. Young girls getting pregnant, nope, not by me.
By me, by me, by
yeah, yeah. Nah, they get pregnant, my big baby. Tell them Lucky.
I know that you don't want love. You wanna get that pussy up.
Yeah.
I know these dudes out here lame.
Yeah.
But you, girl, keep on playing games.
Why?
I'm our girl.
Remix.
I'm our girl.
The remix.
I'm our girl.
Cause this is the remix.
I'm our girl.
Remix.
I'm our girl.
Remix.
I'm our girl.
This is the remix.
I know that you don't want love.
Nah.
You wanna get that pussy up.
Give it up.
I know these dudes out here lame.
Okay.
But you, girl, keep on playing games.
Why?
I'm our girl.
Remix.
I'm our girl.
Remix.
I'm our girl.
This is the remix.
I'm our girl.
Yeah.
I'm our
yeah.
girl.
Yeah.
I'm our girl.
What up?
Are you for real right now? Nah, fuck that shit. I'm from Elmira, bitch. Nah. Nah, how you gonna make a song about us right now? Fuck your store. Nah, go take care of your kids. What's a Mr. New City anyway? I'll fuck with these bum-ass niggas anyway. I don't give a shit if they don't got a job. I'm from Elmira. Fuck that shit. Elmira hoes this, Elmira hoes that. Why you making songs about us anyway, Lucky? Fuck you, bum-ass nigga. Nah, I don't wanna hear that shit. Get out of my face. Really? Really? Are you for real right now? I'm good. Nah, get away from me. Nah, I'm good.
Yo, 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 what's poppin', what's poppin'? This is Elmira Going Crazy. I'm your fucking host, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City, a.k.a. I'll be feeling myself, a.k.a. I talk about the things that I like to talk about. Today's show is sponsored by Pregame Radio. Shout out to Brooklyn Black and what he got going on. We on the airwaves from 8 to 10, Mondays and Wednesdays, and I'm bringing, you know, music from Elmira people and the topics that you guys want to talk about. You can air out your baby dad. You can talk about what you did with your tax money. You can talk about positive things, negative things in the community, and that's what we're doing. Today's show, we're talking about drugs. We're talking about Molly. We're talking about coke, and we're talking about family betrayal. So when I talk about family betrayal, we're talking about being left in the cold. We're talking about, you know, whatever type of betrayal that you feel that your family has offered or whatever, or you just want to vent, this is what we do. You know what I'm saying? Stay tuned, sit tight, you know what I'm saying? Sit back, get some popcorn, because it's about to go down. This is what we're about to do. We better play that 2 Chainz birthday song. So, you know what I mean? Put your phone on the charger, sit back, have a good time. It's the kid Lucky Me. Shout out to my kids. We in the fucking building. Let's get it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in Simon Lewis style.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside the Louis style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. She got a big booty, so I call her big booty.
Skirt, skirt.
Wrist moving, cookie getting to it.
Cookie.
I'm in the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen.
Jams everywhere.
Damn.
Just made a juice.
Yeah,
I got bands everywhere.
Bands.
You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath.
Damn.
Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag. Extendo clip.
Extendo clip.
Extendo roll.
Extendo roll.
When your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. Have weed killers going on the chopper thong. See, I done had my bones, them Pakistan. To everything, I'm too different. So when I die, bury me next to two bitches.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for,
yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio,
yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the country style.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the Louis style.
Yeezy, how you doing, huh? It's my birthday, I deserve to be greedy, huh? She holding out, she ain't giving to the needy, huh? You go downstairs and fall asleep with the TV on. Y'all been together 10 years, you deserve a menage. Especially if you put that BMW in a garage. Especially if you paid a couple payments on her mama crib. Went to her niece's graduation, man, I hate those kids. Last birthday, she got you a new sweater. Put it on, give her a kiss and tell her do better. She said, how about I get you jewelry from the West End? How about she hit the West End and get a best friend? I'm joking, I'm just serious. I asked her, don't be acting like no actress. If we preaching, then we practice. Don't be reaching, don't be touching shit. We in Kanye West Benz, cause I will turn you back to a pedestrian.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside the Louis style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Bad bitch contest. You in first place.
You in first place. You in first place. Bad bitch contest. You in first place.
I show up with a check to your workplace.
They hand the valet the keys to the Mercedes.
Tell the DJ play your song. This shit come on.
When I'm seeing from the back, I came front of.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. Switch it up and get your girl.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside the Louis style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
And it's your birthday, baby, baby. You deserve a coupe today. Wow.
You in first place. You in first place.
Yeah, what's poppin'? This is Elmira Gone Wild. I'm your host, Lucky Me. Talk about pregame radio, blog talk. We in the fucking building. Elmira finally has a voice. Elmira finally has a fucking radio station where niggas giving real shit. And that's what we doing. If you just tuned in, if you're listening on a computer or you're calling in, you're calling private, I see you. Salute to you. And we're talking about Molly. We're talking about coke. And we're talking about, family betrayal. When we talk about family betrayal, we're talking about things that you feel that you've been betrayed, you know, if they betrayed you in a certain space to make you feel some type of way. You know what I mean? At any time, you can press 1 or 2, and, you know, you put your hand up, I get you on the air. You don't got to say your name. You know, you can call in private. And this is the thing that, you know, we're going to be talking about today. On a different note, I want to give a shout-out to Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods has reclaimed, you know what I'm saying, the number one spot in golf. You know what I mean? If anyone follows sports, they would see and they would know that Tiger has been on a slump since he had the situation with his little honey dip where, you know what I'm saying, she swung the golf club and fucked his car up and took half his money, more than half his money. So shout out to Tiger Woods. Hopefully he can continue to play, you know, amazing golf and he can keep it and keep doing his thing. Like I said, at the end of the day, Tiger Woods is black, so he's holding it down. You know, you got to show love to black people when they're doing good things. So salute and shout out to you, Tiger Woods. Now, we're talking about Molly and stuff like that. Now, people that may be listening may be like, you know, Lucky, if you was doing Molly, you wouldn't be talking about it. But I smoke weed. And in the history of weed smoking, no one hasn't died from weed smoke. No one hasn't burned down a house. No one hasn't, you know, killed anyone, robbed anyone, not to my knowledge. Now, when you got stuff like Molly, right? Now, one may say rappers are making it popular to, you know what I'm saying, making it popular for people to do these type of drugs and stuff like that. And if a rapper is doing it, then it's okay. They say rappers have influence. And that may be true to a certain degree. Now, I have friends and stuff like that who mess with these things. But people, you need to know what Molly is. And then when you're sniffing it, are you licking it, are you shooting it, or whatever, there's different ways to, you know what I mean, to, you know, get Molly into your system. Now, with Molly, you pop a Molly, you sweat. Woo! So if you pop a Molly and you're sweating and you're in the club, are you aware that you're dehydrating your body? And when you dehydrate your body and you're not putting liquids in and stuff back into your body because it's being dehydrated, there's chances you could faint. Now, if you're dancing and you're having a good time and then you faint and you hit your head on the ground, there's a chance you can hit the back of your head. The back of your head, there's a small part of the brain is called the medulla. The medulla, if it's punctured or whatever the case may be, you can die. That's why when people get shot in the back of the head, you know what I'm saying, in that specific spot, they're instantly dying. If you get shot in a different part, like the cerebellum or something like that, then there's a chance, you know, people still live. You can be retarded, but you can still live. Now, am I against it? Yes. The reason why I'm personally against it is because the shit is no good. It's up there. It's ecstasy. It's a pure form of ecstasy. And if anyone, once upon a time when I was a bad boy, I used to sell ecstasy. In the process of selling ecstasy, I did my research on ecstasy. And it's a pill. All Molly is a pure form. It's kind of like a Tylenol. When you go into the store, you buy a Tylenol, it's in cap form because that's how they made it. If you crush that Tylenol up, it's in its pure form. So if Molly is a pure form of ecstasy, and if coke, which is one of the ingredients to make crack, dog food, which is heroin and all that stuff like that, you're putting all this stuff in your system. Now, I'm a Brooklyn dude, and anyone from the city would know this. When you walk to the train, you see people on the floor, laying fucked up, or on the train, fucked up, crackheads and stuff like that. You look at that person, you say, damn, do I want to be like that person, that crackhead that's sitting there homeless and stuff like that? You will if you continue to do Molly. If anyone that's young that's listening, do not listen to these rappers or whatever. And even once in a while, I may throw it in there. But you have to understand that when it comes to rap and stuff like that, it's entertainment. And people are entertaining the people as far as what's popular. And that word may get thrown around because it's popular. It's like words like swag and loud and stuff like that. It's all about going with the times and stuff like that. So if you're listening, you're doing Molly, don't be a follower. It's cool to be like, you know what, fuck that. You bitches is doing Molly, And I know if I do it, there's a chance I could probably get some buns from her, be the bigger person, and be like, you know what, miss, you don't need that. You know what I'm saying? You better off just getting her drunk for a loco. It's cheaper, and you're not putting too much harm to your body. And so, with that being said, it is what it is. Hopefully someone call in, put your hand up. I know you guys are listening. We got, like I said, we got a great show in store for you. We're going to have Elmira's own rapper, Beatro, going to call in or whatever. And I'm going to interview him because this guy has a story. And you guys, I believe you guys should hear his story. I hear it in his music. And we have similarities as far as our upbringing. And so we got to go pay some bills real quick. And I got a fart, and I don't want y'all to hear that on air. So we're going to play one more song or whatever the case may be by something like the ladies tell me that I'm a whore. So I guess you could say I get around.
Oh, yeah. I get around. Still clown with the underground when we come around.
Get him. I think my mother knew that freedom wouldn't come in her lifetime, just like I know that it won't come in mine. Hmm. But it's a matter of either we stay like this or somebody sacrifices. Somebody lay a track so we don't stay in a 360-degree deadly circle. You know what I'm saying? Somebody has to break out and risk, you know, losing everything and being poor.
I was successful in my house.
Tupac, your life has been marred by considerable pain. Do you think you'll ever get to the point where you can live a normal, happy life?
No. But I'm going for it. I'm trying for it. And until then, I have to make the life that I do live as happy as I can and try to be best with what I have. You know, live the best life I can live, be as happy as I can be. But nothing's perfect for anybody. I don't think.
They claim that I'm violent just cause I refuse to be silent. These hypocrites are having bitch cause I'm not buying it, defiant. Envious because I will be relevant. Any oppressor, and bitches know the truth of it. I show no mercy, they claim that I'm the lunatic. But when this shit gets sick, I'm the one you're going to get. Don't get confused, the truth is so plain to see. Cause I'm the nigga that you sell, I'm all the same to be. And every Jeep and every car, brother soft. I'm never ignorant, getting goes across. The underground railroad going it up top. The time the troops getting told, heard enough lies. I told the fight, not the fact for the society. If this is the time, the time is what I gotta be. If you investigate, you'll find out where it's coming from. Look to our history, I'm not just a violent one. I'm
gonna
break the chain of your misery. The time to take back for evil shit you did to me. They call me militant, racist, cause I will resist. You wanna sit with something, I'm fucking mortal. My words are weapons and I'm stepping to the silence. Waking up the mass, but you claim that I'm fine.
Crazy. I'm your host, Lucky Me, sponsored by Pregame Radio. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. We are in the fucking building. And if you just tuned in, whether you're on your phone or whether you're listening on your computer, we're talking about Molly, we're talking about Coke. You know what I'm saying? Question of the day, I just put it on Facebook. Parents, what if you were doing laundry and you found this new drug that, you know, rappers are promoting it? You know, and like I said before, as a rapper myself, for entertainment purposes, as always, but what if you found that in your child's parents? What would you do? Someone has their hand up, whether they want to answer the question or for something different. We're going to get you on the air. You are on the air, 5536. You're on the air.
Yo, this is B-Tro.
Oh.
Kukuruku style.
Yes, 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 yes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, we got B-Tro. He's Elmira's own native. He's bred here. He's breathed his air. I don't know if I'm saying the word right, but he's been breathing his air for so long. He's our special guest for the day. We're talking about family betrayal. And, you know, when I thought of that, you know, when I hear his music, he talks about a lot about family betrayal. He has a new track coming out. B-Tro, welcome to the show.
What's up, boy?
Yeah, nothing, man, nothing. Yo, for the listeners, do you want to give them a little history of who you are and what you bring to the table as far as music and just being a person in his life?
Well, first of all, Mars says Beatro, like I said before, Mr. Two Teeth Missing. Grown up as a youngin' in Elmira, New York, 607, born and raised. I done been through a lot, done seen a lot. You know what I'm saying? But I still kept a strong head on my shoulder. And now with this music, I could use that. My past, I throw it in my music, and people like that. All right, less. Real life shit is all I spit.
All right. All right, not to cut you off, but before we get into that, because I don't want to jump ahead, because like I said, we got 2 hours, and like I said, this show is based around you as far as, you know, family portrayal. You want to, you know, let's talk about your childhood. What was your childhood like from, I don't know, 6 to 12?
My childhood, it was like, my mother, she was an addict. She did what she did, but I still never looked at her no different. I always had respect for her. Thank God I had my father and my grandmother there to take me and my little sister in, or else we would have ended up in a foster home or wherever.
So you said, you know, your mother's involved in things. Whether you want to elaborate or not is up to you. It's at your discretion. But I want to say, how did you learn about, you know, her involvement in whatever? What age and how did it come about?
My mother, she never hid nothing from me. She always felt comfortable. She always did it in front of me, always mingled with all that in front of me.
And how, so, okay, most people will, you know, like for me, my mom used to do drugs and stuff like that. And, you know, I kind of feel some type of way about it. What was it about you? Was it the honesty that she showed early that kind of put you in a space to where you was like, you know what, I'm not going to judge my mom, I love her? Like, what was it? It kind of, because other kids, they, you know, they could have been, you could have been cursing her out. You could have looked at her like the scum of the earth. But you went a different route. Why was that?
Well, there was times, like as I was younger, there was times that I did that, disrespected her, called her words and this and that and the third. But as I grew up and learned more about the streets and what it's about, I took it as it was, and that's that.
Okay, so how did it affect you as far as school and stuff like that? I'm going to let you elaborate more as far as that.
Well, me being the type of person I am, I really took it to the heart at first. But I'm the type of person that don't let nothing bring me down.
Did you have conversations with her? Was there ever any attempts to, like, stop her? Or you looked at it, it was like, you know what?
Yeah, I wrote her letters, all this and that. She don't want the rehab, all this. I always stuck by her side, but she never changed. And sorry to say this, but I don't think she never will. But God bless her.
I mean, I'm touched. You know, I can hear it in your voice that there's a love for your mom, and it's a love that I wish I had for my mom. But there's a love that you have for her, and I think it's amazing. I think it's dope. I noticed that you didn't really mention your dad. You want to touch
my
on
dad?
That?
My dad's the best thing that's ever happened to me. My dad's always there for me financially wise. He always gave me good advice. But one thing growing up, I never took the advice my father gave me. I always wanted to go by what I wanted to do. And I think if I would have listened to my father growing up, I would have made a lot of different changes. And I'm saying I would have got my GED, I would have got my diploma, whatever the case may be. But like I said, my father is the best thing that ever happened to me. Tito Pacheco. They know.
Salute to Tito. I can't say the rest. But but I think it's dope that, like I said, that's also dope. Now, was your dad in the household, or was he just a part of your life where, like, him and your mom didn't get along, so you used to go visit, or whether it was summers? Like, what was the relationship as far as, like, spending time with your dad and – was he in the household?
Well, my dad was, my mom and father was together up till I was like probably good 8, 7. But there on out, like, I choose to be with my mother. I choose to go through the things that I went and done. I choose to see what I seen with my mother. But there was a point in my life where I decided it's better off going to be with my dad. And that's what I did. I went and moved with my father. And, you know, my dad trying to discipline me, I just took it all a different way and just was like, you know what? Forget what you got to say. I'm going out and do what I want to do.
Do you think that you, because pretty much if your mom was in that space, she wasn't in her right zone, do you feel like you kind of raised yourself? And then even though you knew that it was more of a positive situation to be with your dad, do you kind of feel like you guys bumped heads? Even though you know he's saying positive things and smart things that you should have done, do you feel like you was a man already too because you've been taking care of yourself and stuff like that?
Exactly. I always took advice from older cats in the streets. Always took advice. Whether it was my father.
So the streets, based upon, you know, the situation with your mom, you know, when it came to the streets, you was able to gravitate towards it based upon that?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So as far as the negative things, as far as you not listening to your dad, what were some of the positive things that you learned from him as far as becoming a man?
Positive things?
Yeah, like if you could name top three, when you think of your dad, and, you know, if you had to use the president of the United States and you had to give a speech, you had to say three things about your dad that's amazing, what would you say about him?
The first thing I got to say is show respect, you get respect.
So you get respect. So he was respectful. Where were the other positive things about him?
He always taught me to have respect for my elders. You understand? Another thing I want to say about him is that if I ever had kids, put them first.
That's dope. So he told you to pretty much be a man.
Exactly.
Be a man. Pretty much be a man of the house for the most part.
Exactly. Yup.
Okay. Before we push ahead a little bit, like I said, today's show we're talking about family betrayal and stuff like that, and you know, you're the star guest on the show. But we're gonna switch gears just a little bit. As far as like family, did you have like aunts and stuff that were big in your life at those particular times?
That was like there for me?
Yeah.
On my father's side, absolutely. On my mother's side, I don't care too much for none of them.
Why is that? Without, you know, putting names, and you can even make up names if they're listening, or if you just don't want to put your stuff out there, and I totally understand. But why do you feel like that?
Well, I understand. Like, everybody got their own problems going on in their life, their own situations, or whatever the case may be. But all I know is when there was times that I really felt like I needed my family, my dad's family stepped up to the plate before my mother's family did.
All right, so with all these emotions and stuff built up, you know, what was your outlet?
What was my outlet?
Yeah.
Like what do you mean by that?
I know, as far as for me, I grew up with an anger problem, and I didn't really have my outlet was basketball at first. I used to go on the basketball court, and I really didn't care about scoring, but I wanted to shake a person out of their sneaker. Like, I wanted to have the best basketball tricks. And that was my outlet. If I felt some type of way about my mom, when I went on the court, I was going to make somebody else look silly to feel like, it's weird, but that was my outlet. And then later, you know, my knee hurt, and then I switched it into poetry, and then poetry went into making music, which I still do to this day because of my anger problem.
Yeah.
So what age did you start writing music?
Fourth grade.
What age is that?
Excuse me?
What age is that? I'm what is that, 14?
I couldn't even tell. I knew it was fourth grade. I got into the music and all that. When I hit fifth grade, I got in the studio and shit, started recording music and all that. And ever since then, that's been me. I let my emotions out. I connect with the music. The music connects right back with me.
So what was there a particular artist, rapper, singer that you just hit you one day like, bam, I want to do this. I feel good when I sing this song. Like, was there an artist, or how did you just work by a pen and a pad and say, hey, this is something I want to do?
Yes, sir. That's absolutely right. I got inspired. Like, me being from a small town, Elmira, New York, I've been inspired by one person and one person only. and this was back when I started making music, was Cappy on the Great.
Okay, and what about I had a, it's funny that you mentioned him. I was just playing basketball and we just chopped it up and he told me
how,
we're gonna be doing some things in the future. But he's a good guy. He works with the youth or whatever, and he works at a group home, which I definitely
pulling back. He's pulling back into the community.
Yeah, which is dope. I find that to be amazing. And
mm-hmm.
You heard a mixtape. You heard about his buzz. You saw a video. What was it about Cappy on the Great?
It was just how real he was. Like I could tell, like what he was rapping and what he was speaking. He was rapping real in his life story.
Dope. And so you wanted to. That's kind of like how I feel about Saigon, if you know who he is.
Yeah.
So, did you tell your mom, you tell your dad, hey, this is something I wanted to pursue?
Well, my mom, she's always down with whatever I'm down to do. My father, he don't really like, you know what I'm saying? He don't really care about what I'm doing with this music or none of that. He's into, Puerto Rican music, salsa, boricua. He don't really get down with all this. But now recently, he done heard some of my songs. I've been keeping it so real that he ain't got no choice but to fuck with me.
All right. So it's funny that you say real. I've told people numerous times and also said it in the beginning of the show, when I listen to your music, I do hear realness, which, equals authenticity. And when other rappers kind of can, glorify phony things, and make it sound good, just to make it sound good on the record, what made you just say, hey, you know what, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to put my heart on the track. I'm going to be real. And if people don't like it, they don't like it. Like, what made you go that way, go the real way, instead of you could have been a shiny suit type of guy and talk about pounds and, BMWs and stuff that you didn't have? What made you do that?
What? That's just how it came. That's just how it came.
Dope. What was the first song you recorded ever?
First song recorded, I could tell you the first punchline I ever said. I don't remember the first song that I ever recorded, but I can remember the first punchline.
All right, so this is what I'm going to ask of you. I'm going to ask you to recite that, and so for the listeners can actually get a feel of what type of music you bring to the table, I would like for you to spit 16, a cappella, whatever the case, just to, so they can touch base with you.
All right, you want me to get it?
It's on you. You got the floor.
I said, I grew up in a struggle. I'm with my mom. She introduced me to the hustle. But I had to put some cats right out of my bubble. I sold crack to my mom, my cousin, and my uncle. But thank God that I got my dad on my side. I got my pen, got my pencil and my pad on my side. Fucking with lucky me, Amira, New York is where I reside. I got piff in the blunt, so you know I stay high. And I ain't gotta go and stay fly to bag a bitch. I just smile at it with my two teeth missing. I bag a quick, and that's it.
Dope. All right, so this is what we do. We're gonna let you go get you a glass of water or something like that. I'm about to pay some bills, play some tracks, and see if I can pull something up of yours in here real quick. But they say if at first you don't succeed, pick yourself up and try again. Beatro, you're going to hold on, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to get you back on the air. And Aaliyah.
It's been a long time. Long time. We shouldn't have left you. Without a dope beat.
Would you give up or try again? Do I hesitate to let you in? No, would you be yourself or play a role? Tell all the boys or keep it low? If I say no, would you turn away or play me off? Or would you stay up? Oh,
touch you don't know. Dust yourself off and try again. You can dust it off and try again. Touch you don't see.
Crazy. I am your host, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City, a.k.a. I Might Like You Girl. We're sponsored by Pregame Radio. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. We are in the building. We are here Mondays and Wednesdays from 8 to 10. Like I said, from 8 to 10, you know what I'm saying? You can call in from your phone, or you can sit in there. You can sit with your bra on, your boxes, in your crib, and listen right from your computer. The number is 347-857-4302. 347-857-4302. If you're just tuning in, we've been interviewing Elmira Zone, Petro, a.k.a. Mr. Two Teeth Missing and Still Bag Your Bitch Ass. You know what I'm saying? That's what he do. That's what he said in his rhymes. That's how I give it out. And we're talking about family portrayal. We're going to get him back on the line. Petro, are you still there?
You already know, my brother.
Okay, so I just want the people that just tuned in, I want to put them up to speed. So pretty much, if you're just tuning in, young Petro, grown man now, he's had a tough life. He had, you know, a situation with his mom dealing with narcotics and stuff like that, and overcoming them, the love for his dad. Just a lot of different things if you're just tuning in. Petro.
What's up, bro?
So now you grow up, you see all these crazy things at a young age. The streets embrace you. You have, you know, a love for the streets, and now you're older.
Yep.
You already talked about your love for Capion the Great and stuff like that. Did you reach out to him? Did you ever meet him? Like, you want to go in on that?
Who with Capion the Great?
Yeah.
I sure did.
And how was that when you first met him? What was that encounter like?
How I first met Cat, well, first of all, I want to start it off like this. When I got into this music thing, me and my cousin, known as Cousin Krills, we started this thing together. And some time went by, Capion the Great hit us up, wanted to link up. So we link up, you know, got a little movement going on. It was called the Flyboys, whatever the case may be.
Who idea really was that?
With the Flyboys?
Yeah.
Honestly, my cousin Crew met this dude named The General. He's from Corning, New York.
Okay.
And he wanted to link up with him. So I guess niggas want to call themselves the Flyboys or whatever the case may be. So me, being by Krill's side with this music thing and all this, I'm like, I bet this is what it is, this is what it be. Capion shouted out at us. We linked up with Cat, FMG Foundation Music Group, and we was doing what it do. First mixtape we ever did as a group was called The Levitation. And after that, Flyboys, Cousin Krills, General, State. It wasn't what I really thought it was. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so before you go into that, now, for starters, why, when the name Flyboys came about, was that a name that the General came up with, or was it a collective effort? You guys had, did you have different names? Was there a different name before y'all went to the Flyboys? And do you want to go in depth as far as, like, was it a deal situation or was it a joint venture situation with linking up the, you know, your childhood idol for the most part as far as the music, Capion the Great?
Well, the Flyboys, we didn't start that. When my cousin Krills linked up with the General, he already had that is the name, you feel me? Flyboys.
Okay. The reason why I'm saying that is because I want people to actually get an understanding of, you know, names and stuff and how it came about. And so pretty much, so if for all the listeners, like I said, you're listening to Elmira Gone Wild. I'm Lucky Me, I'm your host. We're interviewing Elmira's own Beatro, and then we're talking about the Flyboys and how they came about. And like I said, we're not talking about the Flyboys to talk about him. It's a part of, we're talking about his life story. And this is a slice of his life. And so we're elaborating and we're going in a little more. You want to continue, boss? As far as like your deal, what was the deal? Was there a money deal? Was it a joint venture? What was the deal?
No, there wasn't none of that. There wasn't no money involved. No, none of that. I thought we was a team together, and somebody being a team, you know what I'm saying? Y'all supposed to be strong through thick and thin, whatever the case may be.
Okay. Like I said, I see where you're going, and I know you have some juicy stuff to tell people, Paul. But as far as we're talking about this first mixtape, The Levitation, what was it like recording that? Like, and you know, and what was your input other than just putting your verses down?
Well, I had a blast recording that because we Capion the Great came through on that. I love how we do it, how we work. It was a blast.
So was it like you guys just kind of had a storyboard and y'all was throwing out ideas of songs? And what was your direction? Did you think that from, you know, I did my little research and that mixtape did pretty well in Elmira. Did you guys know it was going to do that well? And what was, you know, your angle as far as The Levitation? And who came up with the name?
Cousin Krills came up with the name. Levitation, because the name Flyboys, fly, like high. I'm saying levitation means like you in the air type shit. So you fly.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And as far as your contribution, you know, as far as that, did you reach out? Who did the beats and stuff like that? Was it original beats? Because I haven't got a chance to listen to it.
Yeah, That mixtape was industry beast. There was probably a couple few beats that, you know, we found out sound click, whatever, threw on there and do what we had to do.
Got you. So the mixtape does good, does well. It's time for you guys to go into the next mixtape. What went wrong?
What went wrong was going into the next mixtape. People just started acting funny. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so when you say funny, you want to elaborate more so the listeners can have a better understanding of where you're coming from?
Well, not so much to do with Cousin Krills, but the general. Like, before all this, like, I don't even know who he is, like, as a person, really. You feel me? Like, I really don't know him. So, Cousin Krills, us all in the studio, you know, whatever the case may be, kicking it or whatever. He used to take shit a little bit too far. And me and him ain't that close for him to be doing that. You feel me? So
So I just want to get a better understanding. So, all right, you guys link up with the general. Curls links up with the general. Being that you was, you know, as your cousin and y'all connected and stuff like that, y'all joint venture to create the Fly Boys. Y'all create the Fly Boys. Then y'all do another joint venture with Capiana Great as far as studio and stuff like that. There was no money exchange. It was just good faith that y'all going to put out good music and y'all going to be a movement and help each other, right?
Yep.
The first mixtape come out, which was The Levitation. I heard it, you know, a lot of good reviews and stuff like that as far as the mixtape. And you pretty much were saying how, to begin with, there wasn't really a relationship with you and the guy that calls the general, which is the founder of the Fly Boys.
Yes.
Was there a reason that you didn't know him, being that you was around your cousin so much?
No, there ain't a reason why I don't know him. It's just that we from two different spots. You out in Corning. I rap on my I'm in the streets of the L. I don't rock out in Corning, nor nobody out there. I don't know you. I didn't know you from nothing.
Okay, so you guys, how long did the mixtape take, you know, for y'all to really complete, you know, the mastering? How long did the mixtape take to be done?
Be honest with you, I couldn't even tell you that. Honestly, because, like, me, I was supposed to be down with them, you feel me? But they kept me out of so much shit that I didn't even know what was going on. And
so
I ain't respect that at all. And I'm the type of nigga that I ain't about to kiss nobody ass for nothing. So, you know what I'm saying? Like,
was there ever conversations, like meetings and stuff like that with you, with your cousin? Or was there, because you sound like you were fed up at some point. Why wasn't there a meeting call if there wasn't?
Excuse me, say that again, Luck.
All right. You guys, like, say if there's discrepancies and stuff like that, and you guys are in the studio with each other, and, you know, I've been in the studio a lot, and you would think that you guys would have bonded because you guys are creating music together. Why didn't that relationship go from not knowing him to being, you know, cordial, you know, having a basic rapport? How come going through the mixtape, and even after the success of the mixtape, you kind of felt like you wasn't really attached to him, to know him as a friend, to call him a friend?
Well, listen, everybody got their own style. Everybody present themselves their own way. And everybody, you know, carry themselves their own way. And real recognize real. But I ain't recognize y'all niggas.
I got you. All right, so the mixtape Levitation come out.
I thought I recognized y'all niggas. But as some time goes by, the people's true colors come out after a while.
You guys sold a lot of mixtapes. I've seen all the mixtapes all over the town. You guys sold a lot of mixtapes. Did you see any profit from that?
Never that.
And how do you feel about that?
I had to fight and argue
to get a stack of my own CDs to go out here and promote. That's how real that is.
And so, so you're basing, is there any blame to base all this stuff upon?
Say that again, Luck.
Is there any reason why, who gets the blame of that? Why you didn't get a stack of CDs to sell? Like, who's the blame of that? Who's responsible for that?
I would say Cousin Krill's being my cousin, being my blood family from my mother's side, and he's, really the only one that I really connect with from my mother's side, you feel me? Besides my sister, that we just got the same mom, not the same father. I think Krill, he should have done me just as much as they had, you feel me?
So what, when you go to him, you say, hey, you know, I want to help promote us. What was his response to you?
My response was, we need this money to get up and pay for features or whatever. We need to sell this to raise money for features or whatever the case may be. But you can't be fucking. He thought I was going to take the CDs and, you know what I'm saying, just give them out or something. But I'd rather do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to get money off this shit. I want to promote myself. First of all, niggas know who Beatro is before the levitation shit fell out. Way before that. So when that levitation shit came out, I wanted a good, you know what I'm saying, a 50 stack or a 100 stack or something. Go out there to promote to all my people. Ain't no selling it. I want to hand them out, you feel me?
I got you. Okay, so I don't want to, stick too much on this. So what was the, you was disgruntled, you was upset. So real quick, so do you know to this day how many CDs were actually sold?
No, I do not.
So let's just say if 100 CDs were sold at $5, that's $500 cash, right?
Yes, sir.
So those CDs were sold. You were on them. You don't get no paperwork or stating of how many CDs were sold. Were you paid for your vocals afterwards?
No, ain't none of that. Ain't was there no money involved with none of this at all.
Gotcha.
I don't even care about the money. This is what I do. But I'm saying, if y'all are gonna make money off something that I'm on, where do I come in? Where does something get thrown at me out of this? You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. I gotcha. So when going, we're going to fast forward a little bit. When did you decide, you know what, this is something I don't want to be a part of. I can do my solo thing.
When did I decide that?
Yeah.
When I started realizing more about niggas. People are two-faced. The word family overrated.
And why do you feel that?
Say that again?
Why do you feel that?
Feel like the word family overrated?
Yes.
Because now, like I said, Cousin Krill's my cousin. We started this rap thing together. Years later, the general come along. And now it's like he basically riding with that nigga before me. And just push me to the side. I don't know if there's a little bit of hate behind me or something. Like, I don't know, whatever the case may be. Like, these niggas think I was going to outshine them or something. But if we're a team, you shouldn't feel like that. We should shine together.
So you had a conversation with the group, or did you say tell Krails, or you just sent, Mr. General, a letter stating that you're done and you didn't want no parts of what was going on?
Say that again? This phone breaking up, look.
Not school, school. When you wanted out, by the situation, did they say, all right, just get out of here? Did they say, all right, we're going to cut you off if you did contribute?
I'm going to tell you exactly how that happened. All right, Facebook. Everybody on Facebook nowadays.
Okay.
The general get on Facebook. Cousin Krill posted status on Facebook. His top five favorite rappers in the L, whatever the case may be.
Okay.
The general posted status about his top three. Remind you, we a group. So if you're gonna label somebody as being your one of your top favorite rappers in the L, don't just name one nigga out of the group. Label us as a group, the Fly Boys. You know what I'm saying? But the general, just put Cousin Krills. You know what I'm saying? Left Beatro out of it, whatever the case may be, all that. So I comment on it like, fuck y'all niggas. That's how you feel, Jeff? Fuck you. And he took that some type of way. You know what I'm saying? So after that, it was, both of them niggas just acted funny. After that. But I feel like you don't just put down one person's name out of your group. You label yourself as a motherfucking group. I'm the first one. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. I gotcha. All right. So, you know, so is there a chance of you guys, I know you're doing your solo thing, but is there a chance that you guys can come to the table? Because at the end of the day, there's no Fly Boys without you if you was a part of the situation. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're a part of the Levitation, and that was a big mixtape for you guys. Is there a way that you guys could talk it out, or are you just done in its entirety?
I'm done. I don't need that. I ain't kissing nobody ass for shit. I know who I am, and everybody out here in Elmira know who I am. I got my own fan base, not even based upon what I did with them. You feel me? Niggas know me for just who I am besides this rap shit. And with this rap shit, I get respect on top of that. So I don't need nobody, really. I ain't catching nobody ass for nothing.
So I was reading in the magazine that you have this track coming out.
Yeah.
Where you're opening up about a couple chapters in your life. You want to elaborate about that a little more? Talk about it?
Oh, yeah. I got a track called The Word Family Overrated. Family's overrated. Like I just said a couple minutes ago. The word family overrated. The reason why I'm making this track is because I just, situations done happen here within the past few weeks and in the past years. And now it's time to put it all together and make something out of it and prove a point.
Gotcha. So is this a real track? Is it a diss track? Or is it just, you know, how you just venting and you just getting it out your system for the most part so you can move forward?
It ain't no diss track. It ain't none of that. It's a real track, real life shit. And I'm speaking how I feel and what I done. I mean, like, what I know. It's just gonna be crazy. Just wait till you hear this shit. Just wait. And if, for those that really know me and know about my past or whatever the case may be, they gonna know that's some RLS right there, some real life shit.
Gotcha. So if you see, like, so your old crew, if you had a chance, because it seemed like you didn't really have a chance to actually, even though you closed the book, you didn't have a chance to finalize it and put the closure on it that you would like to. And they probably going to listen to this interview or whatever. And I just want to throw it out there. This is not a diss to Fly Boys interview. This, we're talking about Beatro, Elmira's own rapper. And we're talking about his life. And this just happened to be a part of his life as of late. If you've seen them guys, or if you can say one thing to your cousin or even to Mr. General, what would you say?
See, I'm the type of person, if you ain't going to disrespect me, if you don't give me no reason to disrespect you, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it can be positive.
Say I go to the mall tomorrow or something, right, and I see Krills and the General walking or something. They come up, dap me up, whatever, say what's up, that's what it is. But after, besides that, it's a done deal.
Niggas, so you have nothing you want to say? You don't want to recuperate no money or nothing like that? You're nothing. You just want to ride off into the sunset for the most part.
Exactly.
That's dope. That's pretty dope. Pretty dope. All right, like I said, if you tuned in or whatever the case may be, we're interviewing Beatro. He's a rapper here in Elmira, New York. We're about to pay some bills real quick. We still got more stuff to talk about with him. He's working on a mixtape, talking about family portrayal, and we talking the life of Beatro. You gonna hold on, Beatro?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, we're gonna take it back. Let's go.
One for the money, two for the bank, three free to get you going. I cause the breath in the play. Yeah. It's me, the OG Funk Bandit. The B to the R-A-T. And in fact, if you ain't heard of me, take a seat, lay back and listen as I bust for your ass on this funkified mission.
Kick off your shoes and relax your feet.
That's right.
Party on down with the red turkey.
Now it goes like that, and that's how it goes. I'ma give it to all you Negroes and hoes. So listen up, make sure you listen up well. Don't miss a little bit, cause this here be bad as hell.
All the matter is, I gotta get
trying to diss in the gangster's way. That's how them fools get dealt with. So what you wanna do? Don't even trip.
Step up, step up.
And I'ma bust your lip. Now I know that you know that I know you don't want me to, but keep on tripping and I'ma give it to you. The flow that I flow for you Negroes and hoes. Devastating, captivating, elevating. And I operate slow, no clap, now so just
fire, baby, fire.
At your request, I guess it's time for me to hit the cut. It goes
1, 2, 3, 4, 4.
From the bottom to the top, top to bottom I go. So now you know what I ain't and what I is. It's the baddest little pimp in this hip-hop biz. OG is what I am, a brat is what I am. You know what I am, and you can't see. So let it go. I'm wrapped too tight. Take it how I give it and enjoy the night ride. Yeah, it's like that. It's like that. Both the 1994 is the friend. And you don't know. You better ask somebody. Dotty, dotty, I came to party. Big baby. JD, what you think about this right here, boy? Come on, come on.
Interesting, it's me, Dana Dane. I left in a house with my two stepdad and two stepbrothers. He treated me bad. I cooked, I cleaned, I scrubbed the floors, and I was like an ebony boy running to the stores. My brothers, they used to boast and brag. We've got fresh gear and you got rags. Even worse than that, to make me feel low, they gave me a straw hat while they had kangaroos. Girls used to say, Dane, you're so cute, but you get no rap with them polyester suits. Well, one day up the avenue, there was a man surrounded by the four green crew. He said,
hear ye, come one, come all. The princess is having a royal ball. If you can rap, also dress fresh, you might win a date with the sweet princess.
Well, I ran home when I heard the news flash. I bust through the door, say to my stepdad, I said, stepdad, may I? And before I could finish,
hell no,
he replied. My brothers began when they would get down. Even Pops was gaming for a piece of the crown. They flaunted, they haunted, they knew what I wanted. We can and you can is what they taunted. They all stood there, laughing in my face. And as they walked out, they said, clean up this place.
It's a bad idea today.
But I'm laughing.
To make my thought a phrase, there appeared a man from a puff of haze. He said,
what's up, Dane? My name is Herb. I'm your fairy godfather. You know it, word. Now, I came here with the main purpose of granting you your fondest wish.
I said, Herb, my man, just make me fresh. And I'm sure that I can handle all the rest. With a snap of the fingers, bar began to shoot. And I was huffing on my body a slick silk suit. On my feet, there were all girl socks and a fresh pair of ballet from the ballet shop. My hat, and don't you know, with a snap, the hat became a tango. Once again, his hand began to flow. Then he changed my skateboard into a Volvo. He checked me over, passed me the keys, and said,
one more thing before you leave. You must return before. 12, or you turn back into your old self.
It's a bad day today,
but I'm alive.
The people were hyped. The princess was staring in disbelief. Reflecting from her eyes were my goatee. She waved her hands like, hello, hi. Then gave another gesture like, come here, guy. I left the stage, girl came in flocks. Fist was swinging from the hard rock. I heard a sound, not a kick nor talk. Gong first bell before 12 o'clock. No time to waste, I broke out in haste. The princess followed in a futile chase. A quick steady take is what I kept. Lost one of my values. About this time, I heard gong 5. I was down the block when I heard gong 8. And the princess screamed out, wait, 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 wait. I was almost home when my lock ran out. And there went my...
Yeah. We are back. This is Elmira Gone Wild. I am your host, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. No City, a.k.a. I might spend your food stamps if you let me. We're sponsored by Pregame Radio. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. Shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? From Mondays and Wednesdays from 8 to 10, you call in 347-857-430, and don't forget the 2. You know what I'm saying? If you want to, Strawberry Butt is in the building, and she's taking pictures with my taco meat out. And I don't appreciate it, but she brought me food, so I'll let it rock this time. We got, if you're just tuning in, we got Beatro, and we're talking about, you know, the struggles and family betrayal and things that he failed. Talking about his life, talking about Flyboys and him doing the solo thing. Let's get him back on the air. Beatro, you are on the air.
You already.
All right, so, you know, to sum everything up, so now you left the Flyboys, you're doing your solo thing, you're talking about the track and stuff like that, and you let people know it's not a diss track, it's a real track. What are your plans? Are you coming out with a mixtape? The summer's going to be here soon. What are your goals? What do you want to see? What are your ambitions?
Well, right now, I really don't got a home base, like, you know what I'm saying, like, go and record music or whatever the case may be. But don't mean that I ain't sitting at home listening to intros, whatever, doing what I do. I got shit stacked up, racked up, it's ready.
So if anyone wants to sign you or even, you know, to entertain the fact of bringing you in under a new label, team, because like I said, I listen to a lot of your music and I believe your voice should be heard. You have a different sound. You have a real sound. How could they contact you for all the listeners? Because there's people that's not listening on the phone. They're listening on their computers. Any, like, labels in Elmira, Cornyn, wherever. You know, how can they contact you?
Well, right now, Facebook shut down for me. If anybody need to contact me, if you don't mind Lucky, hit Lucky up and Lucky get at me.
Listen, if y'all want to contact Beatro, hit me at 607-215-1620. Just for all inquiries as far as, you know, you may want to do a feature, 16 and stuff like that. Or maybe if you just want to chop them up to do your own interview. Once again, 607-215-1620 if you want to, you know, get in contact with that man. So what are you working on? Are you your mixtape? Other than this new song that you got coming out?
Well, right now I'm not really working on nothing. Like, you know, whatever comes my way, if I fuck with you, I'm gonna jump on it. Me, like the track me and you just did. Look, that's just straight fire.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of views. I'm getting a lot of good views from that track. A lot of ladies is loving it, or whatever the case may be, and. You know, I see the video being out by at least Friday. I was going to ask you, do you have any girls and stuff like that you want to use for the video, or do you just want to use your honey dip for the female part? Because I got to find me a female for my part.
You know how I do, look. I want my honey dip, and that's it.
You heard?
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm sorry. Somebody asked me a question on Facebook, and I was just, you know, a little
dated.
Facebook. It goes down like that sometimes. People pop up with questions. Someone has a question for you. Her name is Tina. I can't, it's in Spanish last name. She said, would you be open to do rock music?
To do what music?
Rock.
Oh, no, that ain't my type of thing.
So if someone hits someone, a rock and roll, a local band, and they say, hey, listen, we spit pain in our rock stuff, whether it's a screaming song, and they wanted you to get on it, kind of like what Jay-Z did with, what was that crew, Linkin Park or whatever the case, you're not open for none of that?
Absolutely not.
Got you. So that hopefully that answers your question, Ms. Tina.
No disrespect at all.
Okay, so, you know, in 5 years, when it's all said and done, how do Beatro want to be remembered when it's all said and done?
How do Beatro want to be remembered?
When 5 years from now, where do you see yourself? And let's just say in 5 years you stop doing music, how do you want to be remembered?
Well, I will never stop doing music, but I want to be remembered for being real and spitting nothing but real facts in my raps. And I want to be known. I want to be remembered for having. I got respect for everybody, and everybody know that. How I carry myself, how I present myself is official.
Okay. So real quick, you just shot a video, which will be it'll be premiering tomorrow at 12 noon. Why? How did you link up with Lucky to do that song? It's called Shut Up.
Yeah. Well, Lucky first came to the L, opened up his little swap shop, Stales and Dales, which was on, I think it was Pennsylvania Ave.
Yeah, I think it was 313, I think.
Yeah. And, you know, me being the cat from my mind, I'm all over the place. I'm all over. Walk by the shop, whatever the case may be, I stop through. We linked up. Let them know some things about me, you know what I'm saying? I like this style with all this and that. And, wow, right there, we do a little something together, and we ain't really fuck with each other since then. We just link back up and real recognize real, like I said.
Gotcha. Now, the song Shut Up is pretty much stating that, you know, women have to have something. As far as substance and stuff like that, and if they ain't trying to get it, they should be quiet.
Exactly.
You did your thing on that track. Do you think being that this Lucky Me character is heavily hated for the most part, but loved in a different respect? Do you what was it about it for you to be like, you know what, I'm gonna do the video, and regardless if these people hate, what when others would say, you know what, I'm not doing no video. And I don't want to fuck with him.
Well, what made me want to link back up with Luck, I've been watching Lucky for a long time. I'm saying I like his style. I know niggas hate on him, and he don't give a fuck. None of that. He don't care what people think about him or how he moves. He's himself, and that's just how it is. Either take it or leave it.
Gotcha. So
like I said, real recognize real, and we reunited, linked back up, and Elmira just be ready for some shit. That's all I got to say.
Gotcha. Well, I want to say, and this is what I think. I think, honestly, as far as the, you know, sorry to be repetitive and to bring it back up, I believe that you will be missed as far as what you contribute and bring to the table as far as the Flyboys. Like, you guys have all different sounds, and it's just my opinion. In my opinion, you were the better rapper out of the crew. You know, it's kind of like the Lox taking away Jadakiss.
Yeah.
That was good.
I like how you just put that.
Yeah, because they're dope. Styles and Sheik is dope.
Yeah.
But Jadakiss would definitely be missed if he wasn't, you know, and you know. So would you join other crews? Like, you got Frontline. Double Ledge. What's the other crews out here? You got
GTC, Get That Cash.
Yeah, Get That Cash.
Are you open? Is any of them dudes, you know what I'm saying? Are you looking at that?
I respect them all. I respect them all. I got love for them all.
Got you. So what do you think about those guys? Would you want to join them if they reached out to you?
It all depends, like, how they come at me. And say I can't just, say they hit me up tomorrow, like yo, I want you to be down, whatever the case may be. Nah, it ain't going to be like that. It's going to be like we link up, you know, get to know each other, whatever the case may be, and fill things out. It ain't going to be something that I decide overnight. It's going to take some time.
Okay. So, all right. So,
but yes, I am willing to fuck with whoever, you know what I'm saying, out here in my town that put it on for my town that respect where they came from and what they've been through and all that.
I got you. And another crew I forgot, the Young Lords, they out there. Shout out to Rick Rude. I like that guy. I wish I had some money to put behind that dude because he's definitely a star, and he doesn't even know. All right, I actually know these normal questions and stuff like that. We talk about Elmira, and it's not just about you. With Elmira Girls, what are some things that you think they can change? Like, do you like Elmira Girls?
I got mad love for a lot of females out here that I like, not even fucked with. There's a lot of real ones. There's a lot of fake ones. Same thing with the niggas, but that's everywhere you go in the world, no matter where you go. But out here in Elmira, it's just a different movement.
Okay. If you want to reveal your age?
Say that again, Luck.
You want to reveal your age? You want to tell the people your age?
I'm 19 years old. 5/27/93.
Okay. All right, reason why I asked you your age is because, you know, you were able to evade the thing of getting girls pregnant and having children early. What was different about you to where you was like, all right, condoms are important and I'm not going to have no children early?
Well, my dad always taught me that if I'm not even able to take care of myself to the full extent, so why would I go out and have a kid like most of these kids is doing out here and they dependent on their parents to take care of them plus their kid? I'm not down with that. If I ain't got it to support my kid, if I had one, I won't have one. You know what I'm saying?
So your advice is pretty much people need to be more responsible and actually look at shit for face value, kind of like, be like, listen, hey, like you said, you just stated, I can't take care of myself for the most part. Like, you take care of yourself, but I get the point. You can't, you know, exceed your limit as far as finances. And so if you don't have $1 million in the bank, why, you know what I'm saying? Why do these females still have these kids at these young ages? Like, I know there's a girl on Facebook, she's 15 years old, and she got a baby bump. And I'm like, and Elmira, it goes on around
That's the thing. Out here in Elmira, New York, it's a small town, small community, but there ain't none in the community for us besides, you know, like young girls out here fucking that mad young and shit. There ain't none out here for us to put our mind to, like, positive things. Ain't nothing but negative out here, and that's just how it is, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, from my experience of being out here in Elmira, it's like it's like you said, there's nothing for them to do. They only have a basketball gym, but there's nothing for the females to do. And it seems like even with the older females, it's either you're going to drink, you're going to smoke, you're going to do a drug of choice, and that's where the ball stops.
Yep.
No one, you know it. And I do this all the time. I touch females every single day, and I be like, "Hey, are we going to hang? Do you want to chill?" Well, I hit them up like this. I say, "What are you doing today?" And they'll say nothing. Nothing means zero. Zero means no plans. So you should be open to anything that I have to offer. So if I say, "Hey, let's go get a meal. Let's go play a place to play table tennis, pool, bowling, ice hockey, or even skating, they would, you would think that they would be open to it. And
yes,
I've learned,
sir,
that when I want to do extracurricular activities which are positive, I get shunned away. But
yeah,
if I'm missing alcohol, weed, I wouldn't
but
offer no other
drugs.
If you
tell her you're trying to roll up, she's going to be right there.
Exactly. And that was the reason why I wrote the Elmira Girl song, because I got shunned for a blunt. A female turned down dinner and a movie, all paid for, and I was going to pay for the cab. I didn't even know how much it was from here to the mall or whatever the case may be, but I was willing to pay that. And she turned all that down for a dime bag of regs. And so I felt some way about that. Is there any positive things you see in the community?
Say that again, Luck.
You see any positive things in the community?
As of right now, I don't see no positive things in this community. This community is going downhill more and more every day.
A lot of shootings.
See, me growing up as a kid, there was more to do for a nigga like my age. But I wasn't that age, you know what I mean, to go out and do them things. And now that I'm older and shit, a lot of shit changed. It's getting real out here. It's getting bad.
So from when you was younger, because I'm not, people know I haven't lived out here all my life. Things are getting worse. They're getting worse for the most part.
Yeah, definitely. Yup.
What's going on with the gunplay out here? What's going on with, you know, people feeling the need to have to bust their gun, as the youngsters say?
See, most of the thing is, I ain't got no guns. I don't shoot no guns. But if I got one and I need to use it, I'm going to use it. But I feel like most of these niggas out here is shooting just to shoot. They ain't shooting to kill nobody. They ain't shooting to do none of that.
Okay. So you speaking of shootings, and I'm sorry if I bring this up or if it brings up a soft spot in you, you put out a track. I don't know if he's your family or cousin, but from you doing the late beat, Beatty. You want to
Beatty. Yeah, R.I.P. the cousin Beatty, Randy Brooks, rest in peace his soul.
Well, I heard the track. I thought it was a phenomenal track. What impact did he have on your life? To make, you know, obviously you guys were close.
What effect did he have on me?
Yeah.
Say that again, Luck.
What was the impact? Like, were you guys cousins, family?
We were just some niggas growing up in the hood. That's all. That's all that was. But like I said, real recognized real, and that's where that comes into play.
Gotcha. Are you going to do a video for that track?
I definitely would like to. I would love to.
Gotcha. All right, well, we got to I want to thank you for being on the show. You want to give any shout outs? You want to plug anything you want to?
Yeah, I'd love to get some shout outs.
All right, do your thing.
I want to give a shout out to Cap the Great, FMG. I want to give a shout out to Bang Shine. I want to give a shout out to my Uncle Chico. Kukurukuro, Bad Boy Boricua, everybody know that shit. Want to give a shout out to my cousin Meat, locked in prison 17 and a half years, innocent man. Free my cousin Meat, R.I.P. Beatty, rest in peace his soul. And I want to give a shout out to the best father in the world, Roberto Antonio Pacheco Sr., a.k.a. Tito.
Dope. Well, we want to thank you, for being on the show, and I'm gonna get some of your songs and stuff like that. We're gonna get them in the system, and we're gonna be playing your music and stuff like that. I want to say good luck to wherever you go or whatever the case may be. I know me personally, you know, being the founder of Turn Me Up Entertainment, I definitely got my eye on you or whatever. I believe that, you know, I spit real type of music, and I believe that you will be a great fit with what I got going on. I didn't want to throw this out here, but, you know, I had a conversation today with Cap, and he's going to be helping me build a studio on Lake Street. I'm funding everything, and we're going to be doing some business or whatever the case may be, whether he does the mix down or whatever. But, yes, I'm going to have an official studio. You know, I might be facing jail, but if I can get probation off this, summertime, we're going to turn it up, and I would like you to come aboard of what's going on over here.
Yes, sir. If you already know, Luck, I want to give the biggest shout-out to Lucky Me, New City.
Thank you. All right, well, we're going to play some more videos, and then, you know, we're going to – how much time we got left on the show? We got 27 minutes left on the show, and we are going to play – still looking and searching. I just saw a Jay-Z track. You going ahead.
Bounce if you want to bounce, ball if you want to ride, play if you want to play, floss if you want to floss. It's alright, you heard? It's alright, on the back, we get ill if you want to ill, smoke if you want to smoke, kill if you want to kill, smoke if you want to know. It's alright, you heard? It's alright, on the back. I need a hoe in my light up, blowing my dice so we can make our point twice and get out of town, I need that, glowing my eyes, E-class, lady screaming jigger, you know we need that, blowing our light. They ain't seeing me, holding the mic, so in your life, you're fine MCs, sewing for light in me, I'm sewing the nice, got cats on the corner nice, show me a jigger be flowing the light, nah, not in your life, ain't nobody popping like Mr. Jay-Z, shit, you crazy, I'm hot like the 6th Navy, deep dish with the great seat, I flow greater than your navigator, I drive to your town, block your data, can't stop coming through with a hot pair of gators, then a crew with rocks, size of craters, can't be touched like hot potatoes, you heard? Now we can bounce if you wanna bounce, ball if you wanna ball, play if you wanna play, floss if you wanna floss. It's alright, you heard? It's alright, holla back, we can ill if you wanna ill, smoke if you wanna smoke, kill if you wanna kill, loaf if you wanna loaf. It's alright, you heard? It's alright, holla back.
In the middle of a war, rocking the vest, who's the illest shorty alive? I confess, I take lies to the chest, and I swear to the heaven skies, I bless the mics until the day I rest, to make you feel what I feel, I'ma try my best, and if you real like I real, you can provide the rest, everything left out, you can blame it on the brain, not the heart, I'm playing my part, stressed out, just about the best out, any nigga realer than me, is in a mess or with they chest out, any rapper with less clout, sell more records than me, we extort them, as soon as they record them, blink, I made this clear, back when the shorty used to braid my hair, on the project stairs, once I drop to a Caesar, my I don't need you, from the block to the hot two-seater,
yeah, and we can bounce if you wanna bounce, ball if you wanna ball, play if you wanna play, floss if you wanna floss, it's alright, you heard, it's alright, holla back, we get ill if you wanna ill, smoke if you wanna smoke, chill if you wanna chill, low if you wanna low, it's alright, you heard, it's alright, check. On the jewels, I blew more money than the trail. Who else? They don't know you think they know you too well. You jail like flubber. I hover above the city in the private jet. The live is set. Press your brakes. Fans want to investigate. Mister, I don't cop nothing. Less than 8. And anything involved with my name, regardless of the fame, the card. I can't even walk through Harlem again. Charges to the game. I'm platinum like American Express. My boy died, and all I did was inherit his stress to make every jam tougher. You ain't my man, fuck ya. I should just let you live, right? Negative, I swear, go or die. Hope your soul provides you with an afterlife. Close your casket tight. Take your last two deep breaths and pass the mic to Jay-Z, nigga. That's right. And we can bounce if you wanna bounce. Ball if you wanna ball. Play if you wanna play. Floss if you wanna floss. It's alright. You heard? It's alright. Holla back. We get ill if you wanna ill. Smoke if you wanna smoke. Kill if you wanna kill. Loke if you wanna loke. It's alright. You heard? It's alright, holla back. We can bounce if you wanna bounce, ball if you wanna ball, play if you wanna play, floss if you wanna floss. It's alright, you heard? It's alright.
Yeah. We back in the building. This is Elmira Gone Crazy. I'm your fucking host, Lucky Me, aka Miss New City, aka. And this is Blog Talk Radio, pregame radio, sponsored by Brooklyn Black and the people from the G8 and the Go Home. Good man. And if you want to check in, we just had a crazy exclusive, a heartfelt interview with the kid, Beatro, Elmira's own rapper, doing the things that he liked to do. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about family betrayal. And what I want to add to the whole subject and topic of the day is this. It's like when you think of family, you think of blood, you think of togetherness, you think of Christmas and giving, sharing and exchanging gifts, Thanksgiving, being thankful for family. And I honestly believe nowadays that it exists, but in the black communities, it don't really exist too tight. And the reason why that is because, you know, the crab in the bucket mentality. I think people are just worried about themselves. And, you know, it's not like how it used to be, like in the 60s and 70s. Not like I really know, but just based off history, you know, where your grandmother and your grandfather are still together and they've been together for 70, 60 years and they're having these anniversaries. And that's based upon, I honestly believe that's based upon, you know, people not having the urge to want to get married. People don't want to be faithful and stuff like that. And I know for my personal shit, I have my own family. I do this on my own. I've been doing it on my own, and it's made me a better person. So to all the people out there who feel like they're by themselves and they have to do it on their own, and they're like, damn, if I have this big-ass family, why is it hard to gain support for whatever you're doing, whether you're selling pens or CDs or anything? And just from listening to Vitro's story, he feels that, you know what I'm saying, that there should have been a loyalty. And you know, in my opinion, there should have been a loyalty based upon blood. But we all know, just because blood is thicker than water, and just because of blood, it makes you family, and in actuality, you need water to live based upon your body needing 70%, is 70% water. And so to all the fake people out there, for all the ones who turn their back on their family members, you get the fuck you of the day button, because you need to be there for your family. If you have 1,000,001 brothers and sisters, when one is fallen, collectively, you guys should pick each other up. You should do these things. And it doesn't go down like that. We're going to cut it short today, 20 minutes short. I got to take a shower, and I got to take a shit. And I'm sorry if you're listening from your computer. I want to give a shout-out to my son, Marion, today. He had a six-month shot, and he took it like a G, and he didn't cry. That's my big boy. He's 16 and a half pounds, all muscle. That's how it's just like his daddy. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to my son. Shout-out to my daughter, Maddie. Shout-out to my son, Jordan. And shout-out to my son, Omari. Big 10, he's out there. Daddy loves you, and you're doing what you're supposed to do. I will see you one day real soon. Stay focused. A message to the mothers out here. Listen, you guys got your income tax. You're blowing it on furniture that you know, from errands and shit like that. You're buying shit. You're buying cars. Don't live out of your means. Don't live out of your means. You know what I'm saying? Be smart. Think about the children. And we're signing off. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. It's the kid Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City, a.k.a. I like him thick. Because they like him because I don't know quit. Yeah? We out of here.